Hello, and welcome to
Bell on Earth,
the podcast.
My name is Cassidy.
My name is Casey.
And together we are the Bell Sisters. Join us each week as we corrupt your soul
and bring you to salvation,
discussing life, death, and everything in between.
Are you afraid of getting into heaven?
Welcome
to Bell on Earth,
the podcast.
The birthday.
Birthday!
I think this episode will be actually coming out on my birthday, right? Because it'll be Friday.
It will be.
Yeah.
Casey's turning 25.
Don't remind them.
Tell them that it's my birthday. Tell them that it's my birthday. Tell them that it's my birthday when I party like that.
Real.
Ooh. Jazz it up.
We're gonna jazz it up for sure.
We definitely are.
So the day this is coming out will be my birthday. So go me, I guess.
Yeah.
And therefore, we have a very special episode.
Yeah.
The birthday episode.
The birthday.
The birthday.
The birthday. Like the rebirth, but
yeah,
this was just one birth.
The Bell on birthday.
The original birth.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've been talking a lot about, like, conspiracy theories and stuff. So I thought...
Where is this going?
We could just have some theories on Casey.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
What are your theories on me? I can confirm or deny.
Well, okay. So I feel like one theory that goes around...
where is it going around?
The look that you gave me was so funny. But one theory that goes around the fam is that you were dropped as a baby.
Oh.
And there's photographic evidence of this.
No. Not only was I dropped, but I rolled down a hill.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe it was a slight incline. But I still rolled.
You definitely rolled.
I was there. Do I remember it? No, but I've been told about this plenty of times.
Yeah,
sure one of our cousins dropped me.
Yeah, there's photographic evidence of it.
There's a photographic evidence?
Yeah, I'd have to find it, but there is.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
We need this.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's not a theory, that's a confirmed fact.
Well, I meant, like, stories, basically, about, like, your life and times.
Yeah. I feel like you know more about our life than I do.
Yeah.
I don't remember a lot.
I'm like the
It slowly comes back to me. But...
Yeah, I feel like I remember more stuff about you than, like, my own life, but...
Fair.
I mean, actually, one of my very first memories that I personally can recall is, like, being outside of the hospital when you were born with our grandma.
Really?
Yeah, that's, like, my first... memory. Like, I have this very not clear I guess, but like kind of vivid, like sort of vivid, sort of fuzzy memory of like grabbing our grandma's hand and like walking to the hospital. I don't remember actually like meeting or seeing you. I just remember being outside the hospital with our grandma.
Wow.
It's like my very first. And then after that it skips ahead to like 6 or 7.
Yeah. Do you remember like biting my feet and like punching me in the face?
No, you punched me in the face.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I don't remember
which
that.
Makes way more sense.
True.
No, when I first met Casey, she punched me in the face.
I mean, I had to.
As at like a day
I
old.
To assert my dominance.
Yeah, that really like set the tone for the rest of our sisterhood.
As it should.
Yeah. Actually one of my favorite stories of you comes from one of my friends, shout out Rebecca.
Oh no.
She was my friend in middle school and like high school. And we still like have each other on like Instagram or whatever. But yeah, she told me one time that when you were really little, she remembers you being like, the sky is orange, or and then just being like, and then just like walking away. And that was like one story that she told me a lot of times.
Wait, first of all, how old were we when like, or how was I when we like first knew Rebecca. I knew we were pretty young, but
yeah, I don't exactly remember, but
why did I say that?
I don't know. No, and I don't even remember this happening, but she really told me about this. She was like, you were really, like, or, I mean, she told me, so she was saying that Casey was, like, a really real child. But oh I think God. We knew each other. I don't remember. I don't know. We must knew each other in kindergarten, I guess.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was when I knew her in middle school. I'm not really sure. I'd have to, like, call her up.
Yeah, because, like, I know there are pictures from when we went, like, apple picking. And I was still, I think, in elementary school at that point.
Yeah. Yeah, I met her when we were pretty young. Well, like, I was, like, 11. And so you must have been, what, like, 9?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had, like, my glasses on in those pictures. Yeah. And I, like, started wearing contacts in middle school. So.
Yeah. Yeah, so I remember her saying that. And I thought that was a really funny memory.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was fucking orange, I guess.
Yeah, you would just say weird shit like that and stuff.
I mean, I feel like I still do.
Yeah. But I guess you were, like, a creepy child to other people. See, like, I feel like
other people.
Yeah, like, I feel like I don't remember you being that creepy. But, like, I also was creepy, so, yeah. Like, to me, you were just, like, normal.
Yeah.
But I do know that you would go into, like, our parents' room and, like, stare at them. Stuff like that.
I know that I would hide under their beds sometimes. And that was not a good idea.
Yeah.
I learned my lesson from that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do remember. I remember doing that.
Hmm.
What else did I do that was I don't know. Well, I feel like what I consider creepy is, like, different than what other people consider creepy.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Is like I could like think back and be like, oh yeah, like that's whatever, and then other people would be like
what the fuck?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, is that not how humans are supposed to interact with their environment?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Exactly. I do remember that you used to like never wear clothing. But this was like when you were like 1 or 2.
No, I would either not wear clothing or wear way too many pieces.
Yeah. I guess you must have been like 2 to 4, this was, like, your phase.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would wear, like, either, like, 5 pairs of socks and, like, 6 underwears, or you'd wear nothing.
Yeah, I remember, like, when I first started dressing myself, which had to be, I guess, like, around, like, 5, because I remember going to school, so I think it was around kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I was able to do way too much in kindergarten.
Yeah. We had a lot of freedom.
But I, like, vividly remember going to kindergarten, and I was wearing straight up, like, 5 pairs of underwear. And I remember I told someone, because I was proud of it. I, like, told one of my classmates, and they, like, looked at me, like, really, like, they were very disturbed by that. And they were 5 as well. But I thought it was cool.
Yeah.
I was like, can you believe?
You're like, ooh, I'm such an enigma. You were a pick me girl.
But to be fair, I feel like that's not pick me. I feel like that's actually kind of unique.
Kind of scary. Yeah.
I feel like that's actually like probably cause for concern.
Yeah. Oh my God. I remember one of our moms, which shout out to moms.
This one of is our moms?
No.
We have. What?
No.
How many do we have? I do you know that I don't?
I didn't finish. Okay. But, well, okay, the sentence was going to be one of our mom's favorite memories.
Oh.
And then I was going to say shout out to mom because when we're filming this or recording it, oh, it's Mother's Day. Yeah. So shout out.
Yeah. It's my episode, but I guess we can include a shout
out. Okay, well, shout out to you too. You're a cat mom to you, so.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't want to be a cat mom to this many cats, but I am, so I need a shout out.
Yeah. You're a cat foster mom to you.
But not foster. They're my cats. It's not a foster situation.
It's more of like a hostage situation. But you're the hostage.
Yeah, yeah. I am the hostage.
But anyway, one of our mom's favorite memories is when I guess Casey's kindergarten teacher called the house and was like, hey, I just wanted to let you know that Casey came in with mascara on today. And my mom was like, what? And then she was like, yeah, she came in today, like, with mascara. And I don't know if, like, she just didn't realize, like, when you went in or if you had put it on later, what you did.
Yeah, and also, but, like, when I was that age, I, like, had, like, a low-key, like, emo haircut. Like, my, like, bangs would go over my eyes.
Yeah. But, yeah, you, like, came home and there was mascara all over your cheeks. And my mom, like, cries every time. Or I guess our mom, whatever. Yeah. But, like, she cries every time she tells that story because it's so funny. But, yeah, you had, like, mascara, like, all under your eyes, and it was pretty funky.
I was just going for a cunty look that day.
Oh yeah,
a lot of things happened in kindergarten for me.
Yeah,
I also changed my name to Emily.
Oh yeah, you should tell that story.
That's a good one. Yeah, so I think it, like, all started for whatever reason. I didn't like the name Casey. I've grown into it since then, even though now I'm also Ducky, but anyway.
Yeah.
But in kindergarten, I, like, vividly remember realizing that I could change my name because I heard about how, like, Miley Cyrus, her actual name is Destiny Hope Cyrus, but, like, I think her grandpa or someone would call her Smiley Miley, and so she changed it to Miley. And I was like, oh, that's an option. And so, for Lord knows what fucking reason, I was like, you know what's better than Casey? Emily.
I remember
that. Which is literally, like, no offense to Emily's, but it's, like, worse.
Yeah.
It's, like, a downgrade from Casey with a K, especially.
It's also just, like, not, it doesn't really suit you as a person.
It's probably just the only name that I could, like, comprehend.
Think of. Yeah.
So,
I remember you coming home one day and be like, my name is Emily now.
Yeah, so don't dead name me.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, I wanted to remember how to spell it, too. So I, like, wrote it down on a piece of paper, and I went to school. And I, like, at that time, it was, like, I don't remember why, but there were, like, two teachers. I think one was, like, a teaching assistant or something like that.
Yeah.
But I had two teachers, and I, like, went up to them that day, and I was, like, yeah, like, I'm changing my name to Emily, so don't call me Casey, call me Emily. And, like, reflecting back, I realized they were, like, kind of making fun of me. But one of the teachers was like, oh, well, like, what if I don't know how to spell it? And so I pulled out the piece of paper with Emily written on it. I was like, oh, here. And she, like, burst out laughing. And I, like, didn't understand what was so funny at that time.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, I do.
Because
that's really fucking funny.
Yeah. I personally also don't think I'd be able to hold it in if the child came up to me and was like, my name's Emily now.
And here's a piece of paper with it written on it. Because it's like, obviously she knew how to spell Emily.
Yeah.
And she was just kind of messing with me.
It could have been like M, or like E-M-L-E-E. Like, it could have been a different spelling.
Yes, Cassidy, I'm sure. I'm sure that was her thought process.
Yeah, it probably was.
That was her concern. But yeah, so I did that. And then I remember on the school bus, I was telling everyone to call me Emily, but they kept calling me Casey, and I got really mad about it. And so I don't think it lasted more than, like, 2 days.
No.
Until I got to a point where no one was calling me Emily. Like, literally no one was calling me Emily, so I just quit. And I went back to Casey.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I understand the trans struggle.
Do you?
I do.
You really had that similar story.
I did.
Yeah.
I walked so they could run.
Right.
So, yeah, that was my Emily experience. I also, in kindergarten, I also peed my pants. Although, did, like, I do that in preschool?
Probably.
No, it wasn't during preschool. It was, okay, so we'll get to the kindergarten pee pants story in a second. However, I want to go over this because I want to see if you remember this. So in preschool, they had, like, a shared bathroom where there were, like, two toilets in it.
I thought there was more.
Whatever it was, there were, like, multiple toilets in that bathroom, and I did not like that.
Yeah.
I thought that was fucking weird.
Mm-hmm.
I was, like, 3 years old or 4 years old, and I was like, this is weird. I'm not watching people pee, and I don't want them to watch me pee. And, like, up until, I think, high school, I had this weird, maybe in middle school, but, like, I know at least elementary school and kindergarten,
and preschool, I had this thing about public bathrooms where I would, like, refuse to go in them.
Yeah.
And I would just, like, hold in my pee because I didn't want to pee in these bathrooms. And, like, I think part of it, like, stemmed from that bathroom. The, like, anxiety of it.
Yeah. Yeah, it was kind of weird. There was a couple toilets in there. And, like, reflecting back, I'm pretty sure it was, like, for safety. Yeah. Yeah, and obviously also makes it easier, I guess. But
yeah, but I don't remember if it was... It had to be preschool.
Mm-hmm.
But
No, it was preschool.
Well, not that, but I also remember... Because, like, I have, like, two separate, like, traumas from bathrooms that had to, like, have caused all the other issues. But
yeah,
there was this other memory that I have where I think it was preschool because I don't think this was kindergarten, but we would do, like, bathroom time, basically, where we'd all get in, like, a single file line and, like, go to the bathroom and everyone would, like, go to the bathroom, like, in line, basically. But, like, the door is open, so there's a line of children watching you pee.
Yeah, that's preschool.
So I was, like, I remember, like, I would go, I don't know if this happened every time, but, like, I know one specific time I was, like, next in line, so I, like, went, like, into the bathroom, but I literally just, like, stood there and stared at the teacher. Like, I just stood there and stared at her because I didn't know what to do because I was, like, I'm not peeing in front of everyone.
And you wonder why people called you a creepy child.
But I remember I just, like, stared at her and she was, like, do you want me to close the door? And I was, like, yeah. And so she closed the door, and I just kept standing in the bathroom because I didn't want to pee. Like, and now I was already anxious.
Yeah.
So I couldn't pee, so I, like, waited a couple seconds, and then I, like, ripped toilet paper, put it in the toilet, and, like, went out of the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
So there was that. And then, yeah, so then in kindergarten, so by then I had my bathroom anxiety. I never wanted to use public bathrooms, and so I would just hold it the entire time. And sometimes I would, like, pee a little bit and, like, leave a puddle on the seat. That's so gross. But my, like,
so you wouldn't use public bathroom, but you would pee on the seat.
Yes. So, okay, but so one time, oh my god. So, like, you know how they would make you, like, at the end of, or whatever it was, whatever transition, they would make you, like, stand up and, like, push your chair in and then stand in back of your chair until, like, your table is called to go in line or whatever.
Yeah.
And so we were doing that, but I had to pee so fucking bad and I couldn't hold it in anymore, so I just, like, peed. And there was a puddle of urine behind me while I'm just standing there at my chair. And, like, other tables were being called, so students were, like, walking over my pee puddle. And I was just standing there crying with my, like, wet pants and pee puddle behind me. And then I don't know that I want to know if anyone else remembers this, but people probably do. But I remember, like... The teacher pulled me out, because again, this time I had, like, the two teachers, so I think one teacher stayed in, one teacher pulled me out, and she was like, you know, like, it's okay, like, this happened to me when I was, like, your age too, which it definitely fucking didn't.
Yeah.
She definitely did not pee a puddle in front of her class when she was my age, but anyway.
I mean, I feel like it's not an uncommon experience for...
It's not, yeah, I guess it's not that
for,
uncommon.
Like, kids that age, yeah, because, like, kids can't hold it a lot of the time.
Yeah.
You know, and, like, when you have such a regimented structure around, like, they're trying to, like, get you ready for other school, but, like, it doesn't really work with, like, little kids.
Yeah.
You know?
And, like, I couldn't have been the only child with, like, peeing anxiety.
Mm. Well.
Anyway.
I do remember, though, like, people peeing their pants in class, like, in my kindergarten class and things like that. Like, it's not uncommon.
Did they leave a puddle, though?
I don't recall that.
Yeah. Well. And unique, okay?
Yeah.
But yeah, so I remember that happened, and my mom obviously got called, but I went to, okay, this was kind of weird. I, like, went to the nurse, and they, like, somehow had, like, a lost and found pair of pants, so I, like, wore those. Like, whose fucking pants was I wearing?
Well, they were never cleaned, I guess.
They're, like, saving these for when someone... This is their pants.
Yeah, that's what, like, kindergartens and, like, elementary schools really do that, because people be leaving their shit all over the place, and then, like, people pee their pants. So they just give out pants.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, in high school you had like, and in middle school too, you have like your gym uniform, but yeah. Like, because I remember like being told to change my gym uniform like multiple times.
Yeah,
but like, yeah, they didn't have that obviously as babies.
Yeah, so I just had a random child's pants on.
Yeah.
But I like, they were like a pair of shorts or something. And I remember like kind of being happy because I was like, oh, these are cute.
You're like, great pair.
I was like, okay, slay. And then mom came and she's like, oh, you already have pants on. And I was like, so yeah, there was that. What else did I do in kindergarten?
Do you remember when there was like this after school or like night program or something at the preschool? At the preschool.
Yeah, that was the other time I peed my pants.
Yeah, we were not in preschool at this time, but like there was like some sort of like night program because like our parents were doing something or whatever. So we went to this thing and I don't remember exactly what we did. I think we just like hung out there and they played like Aladdin or something.
I do. Yes. I do vividly remember watching a movie because I remember we were like all like sitting on the floor and watching it. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember what I was doing, but I had like stood up and like walked somewhere and then I was like walking back. And this kid had his, like, fingers everywhere. His hands were just, like, across the room and pinkies and middle fingers and pointers everywhere. Scattered. And I accidentally stepped on one of them. And I, like, apologized. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. But he, like, didn't even respond. He, like, looked at me with, like, the angriest face on. Like, bitch, why was your finger there?
Yeah, that's, like, your fault.
Yeah. Sir. Stupid bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I remember we, like, watched movies, at least.
Yeah, I feel like we watched Aladdin. I feel like I remember watching Aladdin. I
believe it.
Yeah. Or, I mean, they could have had Aladdin on another time, but I feel like Aladdin is what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I remember, yeah, so I also peed my pants there.
Yeah.
And I remember that, because, again, that was where they had the fucking double bathroom, and I was like, I'm not going to the stupid fucking bathroom here. I wouldn't say it like that. But I remember, yeah. Like, I was not going to the bathroom there.
But and that so, time, because we weren't kindergartners or preschoolers, so I feel like they let you go to the bathroom by yourself, so that's just your own thing.
Well, my public bathroom anxiety was already built by then. I was already traumatized, okay?
Uh-huh.
So I wasn't going to go to the bathroom regardless, even if it was private.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I remember that, and I just remember, like, I had to pee so bad, and of course, like, our parents were the last ones to fucking show up.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm sure, like, they were even, like, calling them, like, where are you?
But the best part about that was that she was, like, sobbing, and they were like, why are you crying? And she was like, I miss my dog, Raider. And I was just like, uh-huh. I remember seeing that and being like, oh my god.
The reason I was crying was because I had to pee. And I couldn't hold it anymore. And I I remember this so well because it was snowing.
Uh-huh.
And so it was like kind of in that hallway where like you first enter. Mm. And so obviously there's kind of like wet marks on the floor already.
Uh-huh.
And like my pee was like trickling down my leg. Leaving like little marks on the floor, but I was like, they won't notice because there's already wet spots. But I was crying because I was like literally like in pain trying to hold my urine in.
Yeah.
And I was like, I didn't know what else to say. I wasn't gonna like admit that I had to pee. How could I do that?
But I feel like it was funny because there was another kid crying and they were like crying for their parents and they were just like,
my dog.
Raider!
I couldn't give a fuck about my parents. They're the reasons I had to pee so bad because they weren't showing up.
Yeah. Oh my God. I remember that. Yeah, and I remember being like kind of late when they came. It was like 8 or 9 or something. Yeah. Crazy time.
Yeah, like, how could you do that to us? What the fuck were you doing out that late?
I don't know. I don't remember. I'm sure it was something dumb.
Yeah.
No offense.
It was probably when it was like school, like auctions or dinners or something like that.
Yeah, I'm sure it was something like that.
So yeah, there was that.
Mm-hmm.
Should we go just like chronologically?
Yeah, I guess so.
So that was, when did I, like, get that black tooth?
That
I had to be before,
right? You were like 4 or 5, right? Because yeah. The first time we went to Disney, you were 3 and I was 5. And then the second time, you were 5 and I was 7. So it was the second time.
Okay.
So our parents' friends have like a time, or had a timeshare. I don't know if they still have it now, but like they had a timeshare in Disney. So we went 2 different times to their timeshare and then like went to the parks or whatever.
Which, mind you, that was also the time that I had walking pneumonia.
Didn't you have it both times?
No, I think it was only the second time. No, because the first time we flew.
Yeah,
and then because one of like our family friends, he like didn't like flying, so the second time we drove.
Yeah,
but it was like because we drove that I think I was able to go still.
Yeah,
because like I guess I was getting over my pneumonia, but I still had to use like a nebulizer and stuff.
We brought the nebulizer in the car,
and I was literally in the back seat next to the luggage, just nebulizing.
Yeah, and I was in the middle seat, and then whoever was driving, obviously, and then, like, the front seat. But, yeah, I remember being in the middle seat, like, sleeping. And then, yeah.
I was, like,
but you,
gasping for air. But you
wanted to be in the back. Because it was, like, the warmest.
Suffering. I was, like, no one needs to see me.
Okay. I know you liked it back there with the luggage. It was really funny. Yeah, you had pneumonia and we still fucking went, which was so funny.
But then karma's a bitch. You should have known better. Because when we got there, I got over my pneumonia and then you and mom got like food poisoning or something.
Oh yeah, and I threw up on my whale.
Yeah, it's on your whale. Because I remember the first like couple days we were there, I could only go on like the like Dumbo ride, because like I couldn't go on anything too extreme, otherwise I would like die, or I don't know what happened, but I couldn't go on anything too extreme, so I had to go on like the little kiddie rides only, and I was so mad. And then like once I got better, you guys got sick, and I was like,
yeah. But the whole thing with the black tooth was that we were waiting for the bus at some point. It was like when I guess we must have been going from the timeshare to the park, and I was chasing Casey through the little metal corral that they have like at the bus stops, like those,
like when there's like a long line.
Yeah, they have like those zigzags. Yeah, it was just a couple of us standing there, but it was like one of those zigzag corral things, and we were running through it, and at some point I was chasing Casey, and Casey like turned to look at like the adults. And as she turned, she ran straight into the metal pole. And obviously, like, her mouth was, like, the
pole
same
level.
Yeah, it was, like, the same height. So her mouth went colliding with the metal pole, and she fell down. And then her tooth was black for, like, a year until it fell out. Because it was still baby teeth.
Yeah, it was
so
my baby teeth, so it was
whatever.
Fine.
Yeah, but it was pretty funny.
It was literally black.
Yeah.
Until it fell out, yeah. But I remember, like, I remember
like
looking back at the parents and then facing forward straight into the pole, and then I like blacked out briefly, and then like when I opened my eyes, I just had like adults surrounding me.
Yeah.
And I was like, what just happened?
Yeah, I think we got into trouble for that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would imagine. Yeah. But whatever, I guess.
Yeah, it was fine.
Yeah.
It's just a tooth. It's just a baby
that
tooth.
Was like one of your like one of many body parts to like fall off of you.
Yeah, somehow I've never like broken anything or anything like that, but like I've had, okay, both of my big toenails fell off.
Mm-hmm.
This was like middle school, but they both like fell off for different reasons, but within like a couple week period of each other.
Mm-hmm.
So at one point I had like both big toenails like regrowing.
Yeah.
Simultaneously.
Really gross.
It was weird.
Yeah.
Like,
well, like, one was from soccer and the other one was from a pool or something, right?
Yeah, yeah. One was from, like, I think someone, like, stepped on my toe, like, through my cleat and, like, got all
Yeah, with
up.
Their cleat, yeah.
So it was like, aw. And then the second one, yeah, I was, like, swimming in, I think, our neighbor's pool, and I was, like, holding onto the edge and, like, kicking my feet, and it, like, smashed into the wall. And then it just, like, died, basically, and started, like, lifting up. So at some point, I just kind of, like, started scraping it off.
Oh, my God.
Until it just, like, came off. And then I just had, like, a toe. And then, like, slowly the, like, top part, like, where the nail, like, typically is, just starts, like, growing again.
Yeah. But
it's weird because, like, so unless you've, I guess, had your toenail fall off, you wouldn't know. Mm-hmm. But, like, what happens is the first layer grows and then it, like, curls back over and grows a second one. So it, like, looks like a little, like, swoosh at first. It's very bizarre. It's
gross.
But, yeah. And then eventually my toes are fine now.
Yeah.
I'm sure some of you would like to see.
Yeah. I'm sure someone would pay for that.
Yeah.
She's fine. It's your birthday.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, you can pay me. You can't see them, but you can pay me. It's my birthday.
It's your birthday. And then your ear fell out.
Oh, that's a good one, actually.
Yeah.
I still have issues with that, but I just don't care anymore.
Yeah. You know what's crazy, though, is that before we get into the story, like, I know other people with your condition that, like, did not go through the things that you did.
No, that's the thing, is that, like, my, like, I'll explain, obviously, more in a second, but, like, I went to, like, multiple specialists, and, like, both of them, who were, like, old men who've been in the field for, like, 50 years or whatever it was, were like, yeah, like, I've never seen this before. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, fucking how? Like, me? Like, what?
They were like, I've never seen a gay bitch like this.
Literally. A dumb slut. I'm like 12. But yeah, so basically, I'm pretty sure it was fifth grade, because I remember we were in music class, but it was when the classroom had moved to, like, the downstairs.
I don't remember.
I think you had already graduated by then. So it was, like, the music room had been moved to, like, the downstairs. And we were, like, walking into the classroom, and my ear, like, really hurt. And I was like, what the fuck?
And you always, like, from a very young age had, like, you always had, like, a lot of, like, different, like, immuno, like, problems. Like, you were always sick. And you always had, like, sinus infections and ear infections, like, from a very young age. I remember that.
Well, I don't know if this is, like, the reason, but I was born, like, 2 weeks late.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I think part of that kind of fucked me up because...
Yeah.
If you guys don't know, so the first poop that a baby has is very toxic.
Mm-hmm.
And you're supposed to have that, like, outside of your mother. But
yeah.
Happy Mother's Day. I pooped inside of her.
Yeah.
And I almost, like, made us both septic, basically.
Right.
And so...
You're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome. From the beginning, I've been violent.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I did that, and then, like, it became, like, a problem, and I had to, like, get out. But I think, like, that possibly had something to do with, like, some of the issues that I have, but I don't know.
Yeah.
In general, I'm just, like, kind of fucked up, but whatever.
But it's, like, weird because I feel like you haven't been as sickly, like, since you've been out of, like, well, I guess, like, since high school, I feel like you haven't been as sickly.
Yeah, I've definitely, like, grown out of a lot of it. I still have, like, sinus issues, but I think I've just, like, given up.
Yeah.
And I just, like, accept it, and, like, I don't really know much different, so, like,
yeah.
It doesn't really affect me that much. But anyway, so my ear. So, yeah, so... I had just, like, felt that it just, like, kind of hurt. And I also have, like, a high tolerance for pain, like, ever since I was younger. So, like, even when I would get ear infections, I wouldn't know until it was, like, serious.
Right.
And I would just be like, it feels stuffy. And so then we'd go, and they're like, your ear is, like, about to rupture. So, yeah,
your
so one day,
rotting.
It started to hurting. So I went to the nurse, and she was like, I mean, it's a fucking school nurse. What are they going to do? She was like, maybe you just slept on it wrong. And I was like, okay. Which, like, does happen sometimes. Like, I have, like, slept on my ear wrong. But it's, like, the cartilage that bends or something. Like, that's what's painful. It's not the inside of your fucking ear.
Right.
But whatever. So it, like, kept hurting. And so my mom, like, made an appointment with our pediatrician. And he looked in the ear. He's like, yeah, that looks bad. You should go to a specialist.
Uh-huh.
So we went to a specialist. And basically what happened was somehow fluid got trapped, like, behind my eardrum, and they had to cut a hole in my eardrum and place a tube in it, which is supposed to just drain out, and then the tube falls out by itself, and then the hole should close by itself, and that's typically what happens, and it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah. Yeah, and I remember your ear draining. It was always so gross.
Yeah, no, it was, like, literally, well, okay, so in the beginning, it wasn't that bad, but what happened was you're not supposed to get water in it, and so, like, when you go take a shower, you're supposed to, like, cover it up a little bit.
Oh, yeah, I remember
that. you're supposed to, if you're going to like a pool or the beach or something, you're supposed to like put like one of those earplugs in and whatever. And I did, but one time we went to the beach. I think this was like Ocean City or something like that. And we went to the beach and I got hit by a wave that knocked the earplug out. And then I got hit by another wave that like filled my ear with like seawater.
Shit.
And I'm like 99% sure that's what like really fucked it up.
Yeah.
So after that,
so it was your fault.
It was the ocean's fault.
It was Mother Nature.
Well, I didn't know that I'd get hit with a second wave.
Yeah.
That would knock it all out. Cause like the doc, cause we went on vacation like before that, we like asked the doctor like, is it okay? And he's like, yeah, as long as you wear an earplug, like it's like not like gonna be a problem. So we're like, okay, cool. But yeah, no one was expecting the fucking like waves to beat the shit out of me.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so we went to the doctor, and basically what happened after that was, like, my ear would, like, okay, so, like, you know when, like, you're sick and you start coughing up, like, phlegm?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that, but just, like, liquefied and, like, pouring out of your ear.
Yeah.
That's what would happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I would, like, be in the middle of class, and I'd feel, like, goo, like, dripping out of my ear and down my neck. And I was like, this is horrible, but I could do nothing about it. What was I gonna do? And the doctor was just like, yeah, just like let it do its thing, basically, which probably was not the right course of action, but obviously he was the specialist, so we just did what he said. And mind you, the tube was still in at this point, and so he was like, yeah, like once you like once the tube comes out, like you'll know. But like I didn't know, because sometimes there would be kind of like clumps in this mucus drain.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one time I was in sixth grade and I was in science class, and I like thought it fell out, and I could like kind of feel something, and I like didn't know what to do, and I like went to my teacher. I was like, I know this is really disgusting, but like I explained the situation. I was like, can you just like look and see if like there's a tube in that gunk? And she looked, and she was really cool about it. Mm-hmm. Thankfully.
That's nice.
And she was like, no, like I don't like see anything. And so I had gone to the doctor again, because I was like, I don't know if it fell out or not. And he looks in my ear. Actually, I think at this point we went to, like, a new specialist. I think this was the one in the city.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so we, like, went to the specialist, and he was like, well, in my, like, 50 years or whatever of doing this, I've never seen this happen, but the tube fell inside your eardrum, not out.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, you've never seen this before?
Yeah.
So basically, he had to use like a tiny, tiny little camera and a tiny, tiny little, I don't know what he fucking used. I don't know if it was like little tweezer type things or whatever it was, but he had to go inside this hole and pull the tube out.
Mm-hmm.
And I did kind of feel very slay that day, because after it all happened, because it was like pretty rough, like he had like literally like, they might have put like a drop of like something numbing in my ear, but like you couldn't really do much for it. And I remember afterwards he was like, I like know like old men who couldn't have sat through something like that, because like he had to dig in my ear for a while, and that shit's sensitive. But yeah, he like finally got the tube out, and he's like, okay, well like it should still close on its own. It didn't.
Right.
So basically what happened after that was he suggested I had a surgery to close it, which entailed taking a skin graft from behind my ear and using that to close the hole.
Mm-hmm.
Long story short, that didn't work. And I'm pretty sure they tried it a second time. I honestly don't remember. I'm pretty sure there was a second surgery where they like tried it again.
Yeah, and I feel like I remember a second surgery.
I'm pretty sure, right? Yeah, there was a second surgery, because I remember after that, the specialist was like, well, this just seems like your body telling us, like, if it's rejected it twice now, that it's just not going to happen, and your ear basically needs to have a hole in it to, like, create equilibrium for itself.
Hmm.
So there's nothing that we could do.
You're like, he was like, your body is just stupid and dumb, and we're just gonna leave it that
and
way.
And I was like, well, I knew that, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically, I still have a hole in my eardrum.
Damn.
And I actually, like, fairly recently, within, like, the past, like, 2 years, I'd gone to the ear doctor again, because, like, again, I just kind of, like, stopped going.
Yeah.
Because I was like, well, what else is there to do? I just, like, whatever. I had gotten, like, my hearing test done, and I was, like, at that point, 60% deaf in my left ear, and I was like, well, fuck it, whatever. It's not going to get any better. And so I kind of stopped going, And yeah, within the past couple of years, I had gone again, and he looked at my ear and he's like, yeah, there's a hole in your eardrum. And I'm like, yeah, that's why I'm here, you stupid bitch.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, like, I guess you have like a couple of options. He was like, you could try to like surgically close it again, or you could basically just leave it and like just like don't really go underwater for extended periods of time. And I was like, I probably shouldn't have been doing that. All these years that I've been swimming and not thinking about that.
Yeah.
Because part of the reason I had to get the surgery the first time was because there was a like possibility with like all of the like gunk coming out of it and like all the issues I was having, like they were worried that basically like the fluid around my brain would become infected.
Uh-huh.
So that's why I was like really urgent that I had the first one done. And I was like, well, hopefully that doesn't happen again, I guess. But only time will tell.
Right.
If anything, it probably already has.
Yeah. I mean, probably.
I, like, whatever. I'm, like, fine enough.
Yeah. I mean, you're a podcaster, so obviously not, but...
Well, like, at that point, it's, like, if anything, like, an infected cerebral fluid would probably do me good.
It's probably, like, better for you at this point.
Yeah, it, like, creates good content.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I always remember all that happening, but, like, I didn't really know what was going on since I wasn't really, like, a part of it, so.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect you to be.
Yeah, I was just kind of, like, there and, like, oh, she's going to the ear doctor again. And I knew that, like, you had a tube in your ear and, like, that, like, there was stuff going on, but I didn't really, like, know the whole thing. But again, like I said, like, I remember meeting someone who had the exact same condition, and I was telling them about, like, all the issues you were having, and they're like, oh, that didn't happen to me.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh.
No, I've met multiple people who, like, have also had tubes in their ear, and, yeah, there's just... heals normally.
Yeah.
The tube falls out or it comes out and their fucking eardrum heals over and they don't have these issues anymore, or they still just have like ear infections or whatever it is. But like no one really has like the same hearing loss as me. No one has had their tube fucking fall inside of their ear.
Yeah.
No one had the same like drainage issues. Like,
really? Yeah.
Is this necessary?
But like it's not unsurprising just being the people that we are. It's always the weirdest shit that happens.
It's always, like, weird and, like, complicated for no reason.
Yeah. And extreme.
Yeah. And then there's just, like, no solution.
Yeah, there's, like, nothing any specialist can do.
No, I remember... No, okay, this had to be, like, one of the last appointments. And I, like, vividly remember my mom, like, asking... Because this was when he was like, well, like, I don't know what to do anymore from here. And my mom was like, well, like, is there anywhere else we could go? Or, like, is there anything else that, like, we should do? And he straight up was like, well, when she's crossing the street, just make sure she looks left twice.
That's funny.
I was like... But, like, not for nothing. But now when I cross the street, I really do look left twice to make sure, like, I actually didn't hear anything.
I mean, he slayed with that comment.
No, he, yeah.
That was top tier.
He got me.
Yeah.
He silenced us.
Funny.
So.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Shout out Dr. Fishman.
Yeah. Shout out.
That's
crazy. Good times.
So yeah, there's that.
Yeah. Okay.
That's my ear.
Now that we've gone through all your health problems, oh, I God. Feel like we should.
My mental issues?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, there's that. But okay. I wanted to tell the story of your pony.
Horse.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
But I just felt like that's a necessary story to tell.
Yeah, and I stand by it.
Yeah.
Tell it.
I have to... Okay, so...
I want to hear your perspective.
Okay,
and then
so,
I'll confirm or deny.
Ever since Casey's been, like, a very young child, she has claimed that in...
Claimed? I have spoken out about
Uh-huh. But she has claimed that in my mom's womb, she had a horse friend.
A horse twin.
That she would ride on.
Okay, no, I didn't ride on it.
No,
I weren't even there.
No, I remember you saying that you would ride on it. I remember this so clearly.
Okay.
And that when she pooped in the womb, it died, and then just she came out.
Yeah.
Without the horse.
Which, listen.
And didn't the horse have a name, like, something like Philip or something like that?
Oh, I don't remember the name.
You definitely gave it a name at some point, but I don't remember what it was.
I blocked it out. It's too traumatizing.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I did, in fact, have a horse. That is true.
Uh-huh.
Smash.
Conspiracy.
Conspiracy confirmed. Yeah, so I vividly remember as a child in the womb.
Uh-huh.
I had my horse, and then confirmed when
vividly
I
vividly remember this in the womb.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was there.
Right.
I was literally there. You wouldn't know. You weren't there. You already exited.
Yeah, previously. I was already out of there.
Yeah. So yeah, I was in the womb with this horse, and then the other thing is that, like, when I was younger, which, like, I suppose, like, other children also had this, but instead of having, like, an imaginary friend, like, a person, like, my imaginary friend was a horse.
Oh.
And I, like, fully believe that, like, my, like, the ghost of my, like, womb horse was the horse that I would, like, play with.
Right.
And I would, deadass, I would, like, gallop around the yard at recess on my horse. I wasn't even a horse girl. I was just, like, I had my imaginary friend horse.
Uh-huh.
And then I would come inside, and I had, you know, like, I don't know the terminology. But you know, like,
right.
How the horses have the little, like, leash things on them?
Yeah, like the leads?
Yeah, like, the little leads. So I would, like, come inside after recess, and I would, like, tie the lead to my desk. Like, I would, like, physically tie it to my desk so that my horse, like, stayed with me, and I'd untie it, and we'd, like, go home together and, like, yeah, I had a horse.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Burned.
Sure.
So there was that.
Yeah, I remember this very vividly, and this was, like, a big story in the family. Because you would,
How
like...
How could it not
You
be?
Were, like, unrelenting about it.
Well, it was my real experience.
Your reality.
Yes.
No one else lives in this reality but you and the horse, but...
Well, it died before anyone else could meet it.
Oh, right.
Uh-huh. It's very, like, Donnelly of it. No one else ever met it besides me.
I feel like that reference should just go on...
People don't
need I don't
to know.
Know. Like, yeah, just... Yeah.
So, yes, I had a horse. Confirmed.
Uh-huh.
What else do you want to know?
I feel like I was there for the rest of it, so. Because, like, it was really, like, elementary school to, like, middle school that I feel like we weren't as close. Like, we obviously grew up together and we would, like, play together as kids, but, like, we weren't, like, super close. And then it was, like, the end of middle school, like, through high school that we got, like, a lot closer and we would, like, hang out all the time. So... I don't know. I feel like, and I also feel like as a child, you were like really, really weird. And like, not that you got unweird, but you got a little like more restrained.
Stable.
Yeah. like your weird comes out around like people that you're comfortable with, but not like the way that you were weird as a child.
I feel like you need to expand upon this.
You were creepy.
Curious.
I don't know, you were just like a really weird kid. Like you would just do really weird things all the time.
Like
and
what?
Like
spill? Expose me.
I mean, I feel like we've talked about it a little bit, but you would just have these like random stories or like you would just like talk about things that happened to you that like never happened or like I don't know. You were really into, like, ghosts and, like, weird shit, which, like, I guess we both kind of were, but I was more, like, when I was a kid, I was, like, really into, like, the mystical, like, fairies and stuff like that, and you were just hardcore into, like, ghosts and, like, death and, like, all these weird things.
Yeah.
Which isn't, like, I don't know. That. It just, like, makes sense as you got older, but, like, it got more, like, refined, I guess, as you got older.
Yeah.
And, like, as a kid, it was just, like, an amalgam of just, like, weird shit.
I love that.
Yeah.
I, like, whenever I, like, hear stories about myself, I'm like, I wish I could have met my childhood self.
Oh, yeah. No, I definitely do feel like as, like, pre-middle school, we were both, like, really, like, fun and cool.
Yeah.
And then, like, puberty happened. And not that we weren't fun, but for, like, a long period of time, I feel like we were just so depressed and, like, riddled with anxiety and, like, yeah. other stuff that, like, our personalities were so, like, deeply dulled. Pushed down. Yeah, there is, like, pushed down and, like, dulled and stuff like that.
I think it's slowly coming back.
Yeah, I feel like mine has, like, come back, like, quite a bit. But, yeah, like, I just feel like as, like, middle school, high school, like, age, we kind of were, like, just so repressed. And, yeah. like, now we're starting to, like, come into ourselves again. But, yeah, we were both pretty, like, weird kids. Like, definitely not, like, normal weird kids.
Yeah, I do think one of my favorites was, like, our obsession with, like, Amish culture. And how, okay, so, I know there's, like, other places that have, like, Amish country, but we lived pretty close to, like, Pennsylvania.
Well, there's also a lot of Amish in New York.
Yeah.
But yeah, we would go to Pennsylvania, which is kind of like, not like the headquarters of the Amish, but it's
HQ.
Yeah, it's like the largest communities are there.
Yeah.
Pardon Marty's bone eating in the background. He's getting really into it.
Of course.
Yeah. But yeah, like, so we went there, I want to say like 2 or 3 times because, again, like family friends would have like this, like get together at like it was like the Yogi Berra or like Jellystone Park or whatever. Yeah, it was yeah,
where it's basically just like
it was just like camp cabins and camping yeah. and stuff like that. And it was then we
like,
go
not like luxury camping, but it was like the glamping kind of thing where it's like a log cabin and like maybe they have like a TV that has like 3 cable channels. It's yeah. not like actual glamping, but it's like it's also like cabin.
Not Yeah, it's not, like, it's camping, like but it's not, like, yeah, it was just, like, a little cabin.
But we go with, like, our dad's, like, softball team.
Yeah. Yeah, and then we would go into Amish country because it's, like, right there. And, yeah, like, Casey
By ourselves. There's no softball team. No one would not go to this. It was just our
I
family.
I think our uncle came once.
Maybe.
Yeah, but, yeah, it was just us, and we, like, did, like, there was, like, an Amish tour where you, like, sat on a wagon. And then
you, like, churn butter.
Yeah, and you churn butter, and, like, you went inside, like, a staged house.
Yeah.
And then I remember telling our driver, like, I really want to be Amish when I grow up, because we were so obsessed, and I was also so obsessed with, like, the
Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah, Little House on the Prairie and yes. stuff. And he was like, well, that's probably not going to happen, but you can try.
You're not built for this.
No, I remember so many people telling me that, and I was just like, well, and now you know what, it's a trend, so fuck
You're
all
like,
of you
don't know me and Laura Engel Wilder or whatever the fuck her name is.
Well, that's her name. You don't know my girl.
Yeah, you don't know.
Yeah,
we're tight like that.
Yeah. But yeah, like, I just remember it being like, yeah, there's only ever been one person who went from being not Amish, yeah, into Amish, and, like, he had to go through all this, like, rigorous, like, hazing, basically. That's not what he said, but that's basically what it yeah. was. He had to, like, severely transition. It was, like, all these weird things.
Yeah.
And it just, like, isn't normal.
It's, like, way more common for people to transition out of Amish culture.
Yeah, and, like, there's a lot of people who do, but, like, yeah, most people, like, or they don't allow people, like, into the community. Like, you can do your own thing, but you're not Amish.
But we, like, did it anyway. We had bonnets.
Yeah, we had bonnets.
And
I
we
had
would
a...
play Amish. Like, you know how, like, people play, like, house or, like, whatever, like, at home with their siblings or friends? We would play Amish.
Okay, but, like, we had, like, one of those, like, Fisher-Price, like, kitchen things. But I never remember, like, playing traditional house.
No.
We either played teacher, where you were the teacher and I was the teacher's baby. And I would ruin the class.
Yes.
And then I, or, like, for some reason, I
wouldn't even play teacher, right?
Because I never wanted to be the adult in the situation. I wanted to be the baby. And I would just fuck everything up. Or we would play vet with the animals. Yeah. And I think I was, like, the vet assistant. You were always, like, the adult or, like, the boss. Because, like, you were very bossy. But I also didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we would play Amish outside. Like, I had these, like, long skirts. And then I had my Amish doll that we got from... the Amish.
Yeah.
And then, like...
straight from the Amish.
Yeah, like, it was a doll that the Amish made, and her name was Lena, and she had, like, a birth certificate and everything.
Yeah, we were, like, authentically, like, playing Amish.
Yeah. Yeah, and then I would... well, I would play by myself, and I would play, like... that I was a single mom, and, like, my house got wrecked, so I had to sleep outside. No, and I also remember,
oh my God,
to, like, co-opt this episode about me, but I remember one time I made this, like, berry pie, which was just, like, wild berries, like, smushed on a frisbee, and I, like, pretended to drink it or whatever, but then I actually did, and I thought I was gonna die.
Oh, actually, I remember that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, we would play, like, Amish together, or we would play teacher. And you would get so mad because I would, like, fuck up everything.
You were annoying.
Yeah, but I was, like, trying to be.
I was like, I'm just trying to do my job. Yeah. I'm getting paid enough for this.
Your, like, benefits don't.
I'm like, fuck my tenure.
Yeah. No, it was so funny. And you would get so mad, and I thought it was so funny.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
Yeah, and then we would, like, torture the animals playing vet, and we'd force Bootsy in that tiny toy cat carrier.
She, like, did it, though.
Yeah, they were real ones for the stuff we did to them. And that was, like, our main games. And then, like, we had, like, Barbies and Polly Pockets and stuff. But I don't remember you really playing Barbies with me.
I didn't play Barbie. I played Polly Pocket.
Okay. I remember playing Polly Pockets and Barbies by myself, but then I remember playing Lilith's Pet Shops together. Like, really, really hardcore Lilith's Pet Shops.
Ugh, I miss that so much. I feel like we should go to... Toys R Us doesn't exist anymore, but we should go to a toy store and, like, get...
Lilith's Pet Shops?
Pet Shop again. I would high-key play that shit.
Yeah.
I think that has to be good for your brain, right?
Yeah.
Creativity.
Yeah, I think that would be fun. But yeah, we had a lot, too. Like, we were really into Lilith's Pet Shop.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was, like, our thing.
We had, like, the giant houses and, like...
Yeah.
The ones you, like, build up and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Which was so fun.
No, it was really fun. Yeah, I remember that very clearly. Because that, like, I don't remember even playing it by myself. Like, I think I would wait for you to get home. We'd play it together or whatever.
Adorbs.
Yeah. But yeah, like, by myself, I'd play other things and stuff like that.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. We had good times.
Yeah. So that was mainly...
That's your lore.
Yeah, that's like, part of my lore. There's so much lore.
Yeah, there's a lot, but that's, like, the fun part.
Yeah. Well, I guess, I feel like the One Direction... Like, the, okay, so I went from, like, huge One Direction stan. That was, like, the first band that I, like, full-on was obsessed with. Because, like, when I was younger, I was, like, my two favorite bands were Green Day and Paramore.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, One Direction was, like, I became, like, entrenched in them.
No, you were, like, an extreme fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you had all of the cutouts. You had the onesie.
The onesie I would wear to school.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, like, proud. And I still would, honestly. It was so slay.
I mean, it was honestly a nice onesie.
It was so nice.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, so I was, like, really obsessed with them. I had, like, my Instagram and my Tumblr, and that is actually, it's so funny because that's, like, basically the reason that we live in Texas right now.
Right.
Because, so the story of that is, so I had my One Direction fan account, and obviously as, like, a fan account, I would follow other fan accounts. And there was this one account I came across who had posted that she was looking for co-owners of the account, mm-hmm. which, mind you, it only had probably, like, 1,000 or less followers, but yeah. she was like, I'm looking for co-owners, and I was like, okay, so I applied to be a co-owner, and she messaged, like, she, like, went, I think, in a group chat of, like, me and this other girl, and she's like, you guys are the only ones who applied, so you can both be co-owners, and we're like, cool. So it was me, that girl, and then someone who's now, like, one of my best friends, Addison. And Addison was, like, the other co-owner who applied. And so the three of us were, like, besties. Like, they both lived in Texas. Addie was, like West Texas, like, the, like, Midland, Odessa area. And then the other girl was in, like, Dallas area. Mm-hmm. And then I was in New York, but, like, none of us had met or anything like that.
Right.
And so, yeah, we became, like, best friends. And then the other girl who was, like, the original account owner, we kind of had falling out because she was just, like, annoying. Mm-hmm. But then, like, Addie and I stayed best friends. And we ended up, after, like, years of being best friends online, we ended up meeting in person for the first time when one of my friends, like, my in-person friends, she wanted to have her, it was, like, her 16th birthday. And there's, I don't know if you know what Rooster Teeth is.
Yes, I remember
Rooster Teeth. Yeah, so Rooster Teeth, if you, like, don't know what it is, it's basically, like, you can, like, look it up. It's really, like, a fucking, like, YouTube, like, company. It's, like, a channel, but it's, like, a whole company. Mm-hmm. And they have this thing called RTX, which is a convention for Rooster Teeth. It's, like, yeah. a large company. They have, like, multiple different channels and, like, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So we went to RTX, and Addie and her mom had, met me in Austin after RTX, and, like, my, like, the friend who was having the birthday and, like, our other friend who came with us and her mom, they all, like, went and flew home. And then Addie and her mom met me in Austin at the hotel, picked me up, and we went back to, like, her house for a little while. Mm-hmm. And then we, so it was the first time we, like, actually met. And this trip, we also had planned it so that, it was me, Addie, and her sister, Megan. We all flew to California together.
Oh, yeah.
This was that trip mm-hmm. where we, like, went and stayed with my grandma for a couple days. And that was so much fun. That mm-hmm. was, like, one of the best times of my life was to, like, meet my best friend in person for the first time and then, like, have her come and, like, meet my grandma, who, like, I was really close with in California. And it was just honestly so much fucking fun. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so basically, Addie, like, her favorite city was Austin. And so we had always planned on, like, moving to Austin together and blah, blah, blah. Things came up when it actually came time to move. So that's why, like, Cassidy and I just ended up moving down by ourselves. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so Addie's literally the reason that One Direction is the reason that I currently live in Austin.
And it's so full circle because at this past ACL, we saw Niall.
We did see Niall.
And we also went to his hometown.
Yeah. Yeah, when I was 14, you were 16, right?
Yeah, it was, like, technically my 16th birthday present.
Right.
Was to visit Ireland, which, like, was fine, but it wasn't really my 16th birthday present because, like, I didn't get to choose the place.
Yeah.
And, like, it wasn't brought to me as, like, it was, well, actually, it was brought to me as, like, this is going to be your 16th birthday present, and I was like, oh, okay, like, so I get to choose the trip and, like, where we go, and no. Yeah.
It was anyway, fun regardless.
No, it was fun. Like, I'm really glad we went, but, like, yeah. And it was presented as if I had the choice between a trip and a party, which, like, I didn't want a party anyway.
Right.
But, like, a party was never going to happen anyway, so it didn't really matter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which also, like, I don't know, like, unless it was one of those, like, giant, like, Sweet 16 parties, which, like, neither of us were gonna be into anyway.
I didn't have, like, enough friends to have a Sweet 16.
Like, we hardly had enough friends to, like, have it at our house.
Yeah.
So yeah, so we went to Ireland, and for those of you who don't know, which you should,
right?
But one of the members of One Direction, Niall, he's from Ireland, from Mullingar, and so we actually got to visit Mullingar, mm-hmm. and that was really cool.
Yeah, it was actually a really nice city, and everyone was just like, why are you here?
Yeah.
Because we were, like, American, and, like, Americans don't generally visit Mullingar, yeah. but it was really, really nice. It was really so cute. Yeah,
shout out, Niall.
Yeah, like, one of the best, like, dinners I've ever had was there. Like, it was just so tasty, and everyone there was so nice.
Yeah.
And, yeah, like, it was a really, really fun stop. But, yeah, everyone was just like, why are you here? And then we were like, Niall. And they were like, oh. Because everyone was like, are you here to, like, visit family? And we were like,
kind of.
Niall's family. Like, yeah.
Literally.
But, yeah, that was pretty fun. And yeah, it was very full circle.
Yeah.
That we saw Niall in Austin.
So, yeah. So then, I don't know. Is there anything else to go into with, like, middle school and high school?
Not for this.
Not for this episode. I feel like that.
Yeah, we need, like, several trigger warnings before we go into middle and high school. And, yeah.
And also, like, that calls for maybe next birthday.
Yeah.
We can go through the next stages of life.
Right. So. But I think that early times was a good episode to have.
And possibly explains a little bit about me.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Well, okay. So to end this episode, I guess, what are your hopes and dreams for 25?
So, I don't know. I feel like some of them I can't really say because, like, first I want it to be a surprise.
Yeah.
And also it's one of those things where I don't want to, like, talk about it because then, like, I don't want it to, like, not come
well, I guess, like, general themes or, like, whatever. Like, or, like, what's your, like, wish?
Yeah, I was getting there.
Okay.
You have to cut me off.
Well, you're welcome. That's what I do best.
True. So I do think for 25, I feel like I've always, like, in general, been, like, pretty authentic.
Mm-hmm.
But like we kind of talked about, I feel for various reasons during my, like, mainly, like, middle school, high school, and then, like, the couple years after graduating, a lot of that just got, like, suppressed and dulled, and,
mm-hmm.
like, my, like, true self, I suppose, kind of, like, went into hiding, and...
Yeah.
I think for these past couple years, I've just been really spending them, like, allowing that person to come back out.
Mm-hmm.
So for 25, I think this is the year that I'm just, like, ready to embrace authenticity and embrace, like, I hate the idea of, like, icks and cringes and stuff like that, and
yeah,
like, I don't know, I like, yeah, there are certain things that are just kind of, like, dumb and stupid, but I also think that, like, if you're doing things with good intention and, like, that you actually are passionate about and that you want to do, like, what's so fucking cringy about that?
Yeah.
So I feel like, especially when it comes to myself, like, I'm just ready to stop feeling that way about myself and just allowing the realness, the truth, the like, the imposter syndrome to leave.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. I love that. Well, on that note, I'd like to leave you with a little poem.
Oh, no.
And this comes from Kanye West.
Okay.
And he says in the song, We Don't Care, he says, weren't supposed to make it past 25. Joke's on you, we still alive. Throw your hands up in the sky and say, we don't care what people say.
I feel that was very fitting.
Yeah.
See, I'm sorry, but somehow, like, everything kind of comes back to Kanye for me.
It always does.
I do feel that in certain ways, like, I am connected with Kanye. I mean, Kanye was my senior quote.
Yeah, he was. It's all full circle. As he should be. Yeah.
which that's going to get posted for this episode. Yeah,
absolutely.
It has to be. That was so good. I'm sorry, but like, I still stand by my senior quote.
It was really good.
So,
but yeah, I just feel like, you know, everything's been very cyclical this year, so.
It has been, but like, I think it has been like cyclical, but to a point of like recognizing the patterns and like allowing them to be like renewed and changed into a different
Rebirth
of cycle. Exactly. Like the rebirth has really been like the rebirth, and like so many things in my life have been like reminiscent of that.
Yeah, I feel that.
So here's to rebirthing.
Cheers. And cheers to 25.
Pooping in my mom's stomach this time.
Yeah.
Although, never mind, I'm not gonna say that.
Yeah, just don't. I don't know what the fuck you were gonna say, but I know that you don't wanna say it.
So with that, happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday, Queen.
Taurus Queen.
Yeah, and happy birthday to all of our other Taurus.
No. No, just me.
Okay, well, fuck all your other Taurus.
Yeah. No, like, if anyone else is especially... Okay, actually, I'm sorry. One more thing. I had this... I think I told you about this, but I had this dream that, like, not even really, like, a friend of mine, but, like, someone who, like, literally had a baby like a year ago or whatever it was. I had this dream that they had their baby on my fucking birthday, and I was literally livid.
Yeah.
Which it's like, is that like stupid and narcissistic? Maybe. But like, how dare
this baby?
How dare? And like, I'm sorry, but it's ugly. Like, no uglies can be born on May 17th.
No.
Hotties only. Hotties and thotties.
Hotties and thotties for May 17th.
So if you're an ugly and your birthday is today, no one cares. If you're a hottie and a thottie and you're born today, that's awesome, but it's still my day. So
it's still your day first.
Yeah, it's still me first and foremost, and then, like, whatever. You can have the leftovers. Once I'm done and tired.
Yeah.
It's your turn.
Sure. Okay, well, with that...
So with that humbleness in mind,
with that humble statement from our queen birthday,
goodbye, queens.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Belle on Earth, the podcast. We hope that your minds have been expanded and your bussies have been opened.
Be sure to rate and follow the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Music.
Dit's podcast is brought to you by Free Studio Productions. It's hosted and produced by Cassidy and Casey Bell. Big thanks to our executive producer, Derek Benton.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook for all of your content needs. See you later, haters.